Welcome to Courageous Leadership with Travis Yates, where leaders find the insights, advice, and encouragement they need to lead courageously.
Welcome back to the show. I'm so honored that you're spending a few minutes with us here today, and this is going to be a quick take. I wanted to make sure you were aware of the historic incident that occurred on January 11th of 2024. There's a lot going on out there, and if you weren't paying attention, you probably missed it. But if you've listened to some of our podcasts in the past, you know I've spoken about the Phoenix Police Department and the ongoing Department of Justice investigation. As of today, it is the longest DOJ investigation in consent decree history, approaching the three-year mark, and it is probably already over, although Phoenix hasn't heard anything. They've given them literally 10 years of data, terabytes of data, countless videos. I could pull it up here. It's actually, I'm going to reference an article that it's actually in, and you can read it for yourself. But to say that Phoenix has given them a lot of information is an understatement. Phoenix has spent, according to the media reports, over $6 million simply complying with the request from the DOJ. Now, I have a whole other thing to talk about that, so I'll just mention it briefly. Why would any police department that is responsible for their own budget, responsible for their own accountability, responsible for their own reforms, let the DOJ investigate them, which is fine if you want to, but then why would you pay for that? That literally makes no sense. I'm going to pay over $6 million to let the DOJ investigate me and let them call me the most racist police department in the country and put me under a consent decree, but I'm going to pay for this. Of course, then you pay for the consent decree, which averages about $10 million a year after the initial $30 to $50 million influx of cash into that program. So that's crazy to me. I think these leaders think, oh, if I just comply, if I just do this, it doesn't matter. Every department they've gone and investigated, for the most part, they have just treated horrifically. And I'm not going to go into the background of consent decrees because I've done that a lot. I want to encourage you to look at the podcast with Bob Scales. And then I did another podcast on Phoenix specifically. Coming up, we actually have interviews with a contact in Phoenix and a contact in Albuquerque that has just been completely destroyed by consent decrees. It was kind of funny when it looked like Phoenix was not going to just simply agree to this chaos. Some local media ran with a story about the success of consent decrees, and they cited Albuquerque. Of course, they got the chief on there to talk about how good this stuff was. And I didn't see off camera, but it certainly seemed like someone was threatening. But anyway, I digress. My opinion only. And it's hilarious because when I looked into it, it took me about 3 minutes. I said, okay, why did the DOJ come to Albuquerque? Well, Albuquerque, I believe it's from the years 2008 to 2011, had 20 fatality shootings. And that was the DOJ's reason for coming, which literally doesn't make a lot of sense. Obviously, you need more information, whether that's a constitutional issue, just because you shot and killed 20 people. You may have shot and killed 20 people because those 20 people were trying to kill you. But they didn't talk about that, which leads me to believe that's probably the case, that it was all justified shootings. In fact, I actually have a source in Albuquerque that told me there was none of it wrong, that this is what the DOJ does. They give you very little information. They make things emotional. They use race. And then everybody tends to just bend over and agree. And it's complete. It's created disasters across the country. Once again, listen to those podcasts, but I'll give you a quick tidbit of what those will contain. 12 of the top 20 cities, as I speak, in America in murders are ran by the DOJ. So this is what consent decrees do, amongst a lot of other things. So it's bad business. It's bad news. But Phoenix did something historic that I thought I would never see. On January 11th, they sent a letter to the Department of Justice, and they said, we're not playing anymore. We're not going to sign your consent decree. Because you have to remember, the only way these consent decrees work is if an agency agrees to it. In my opinion, and I believe if we ever went to the Supreme Court, this would clearly be found to be unconstitutional practice. The 10th Amendment is very clear that states, that the federal government is subsidiary to the states. Local governments can run their own local government. The only power the federal government has is that power given to them in the Constitution, and consent decrees are not in the Constitution. So taking over a local police department by the federal government if it's forced, is clearly unconstitutional. It would take a court case to settle that, and I believe it would be a no-brainer. But up until now, that hasn't happened because all these cities just agree. Well, Phoenix looked around in the 30 years of chaos the consent decrees caused, and they said, this isn't for us. Now, this is a political machine, and so politics drives most of this. Phoenix is most of the politicians, vast majority, are Democrat, and this is, of course, you know, this is the type of cities DOJ goes to. They don't really go to conservative cities where they're going to get some people questioning them, but it's usually politics. Democrat presidents use these. Donald Trump didn't use any of these. I think George Bush used one of them. So these are really heavy-handed under Democrat presidents, so it's highly political. I believe Barack Obama did 14 or 15. Biden is on pace to beat that. So usually I think the DOJ sees a politically aligned city and knows they won't have a problem, but somehow, some way, through a lot of effort by a lot of people, the city of Phoenix has told the DOJ to get lost. Now, this is interesting because a major city, Phoenix is the fifth largest city in the country. A major city to do this, even though I say it's historic, it is kind of common sense because you need to understand how the DOJ operates. They do this investigation. And they actually argue this in Phoenix. They came to the city council, who has to make the decision. They said, we want you to sign for a consent decree. We found problems. And the city council said, well, can we read the investigation? And the DOJ says no, which is crazy to me, right? Like, if you conducted an investigation and it's clear as day what's going on and it's bad, why would you not show that to the political powers to be? Well, the only thing I can think of is it's not convincing, right? And so they won't show it to them. And so the counselors, I say, made a bold move. They just kind of, as a common sense move. Nobody in their right mind would sign anything of this magnitude without actually seeing what they're signing. But the public letter to the DOJ is next level. It's one thing to tell the DOJ in private, we're not signing it. It's another thing to write a public letter to the head of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division and say, no, not doing it. So what will the DOJ do? This is sort of uncharted territory. They've never really had to face this in a major city. Well, there's an article out there on the website that's really been documenting all this stuff in Phoenix. And it is important to you because it pulls in a bunch of national articles. So consent decrees, when they've gone across the country, it's almost been localized in the media. So most people don't even understand what consent decrees are because of that. Well, this website has pulled all of that in. And if you want a master's level degree in what a consent decree is, you've got to check this out. It's savephx.com, savephx.com. And they have been, I mean, it is just straight factual data. It lines out what's happened to these other cities. Pretty damning when it comes to a consent decree. And so here's what, I'm going to kind of tell you what this article says. It's pretty important. It says now the DOJ has three different options. The Phoenix Police Department asked for a technical assistance letter, and Phoenix did something pretty smart. Not only did they send a letter telling the DOJ we're not doing it, they sent a 50-page document lining out all the reforms that the agency has done in recent years. And it's pretty massive. It's hard to argue when you read that. Like, if consent decrees are legitimately for reforming agencies, Phoenix just answered their question. We don't need this consent decree because we have reformed and we have shown that. Pretty amazing. I'll link that document in the show notes. And what that did to the DOJ is it kind of cut their legs out, because you got to understand what the DOJ would do here. Okay, the counselor's not going to agree. We're going to come into town. We're going to do a press conference. We're going to release this summary report, just a summary report. They've never released the full investigation because they really can't. It's chock full of holes. But it's just a summary report. And they're going to call Phoenix the most horrific things in the world. And then they're going to go to federal court and possibly file a lawsuit to try to force a consent decree. But what Phoenix did before that happened was tell Phoenix and the whole country, because it was very public what they did, we're not doing this, and this is why. Folks, it's strategic communication 101. It's brilliant. So the DOJ's in a tough spot. No one's even heard from them yet, but they're in a tough spot. And Phoenix said, we want a technical assistance letter because we have shown we were able to reform and we're continuing to do so. And all that basically is the DOJ gives them a letter saying, we came, we investigated, you're doing great, keep it up, bye. Doesn't say that exactly, but you know what I mean. It's not a consent decree. That's what Phoenix asked for. They're not going to get that. And I agree with this article because they haven't done those with the DOJ, I believe, in about 12 years. They used to do those once in a while. They don't do them because you got to understand this. Consent decrees are not about reform. If they were, they would look at Phoenix, and Phoenix in 2016, the Attorney General called Phoenix one of the finest police departments in the country. In 2021, the DOJ partnered with them on a bunch of training stuff, and Phoenix was actually training other departments on how to be a good department. It's not about reform, because Phoenix is a really good department. Yeah, it's got its problems. All departments have their problems, because we're made up of human beings, but man, they do a really good job of vetting those problems, like many departments do. So it's not about reform. You see, consent decrees today are about reimagining. And we don't know what that means. I think I know what it means based on what they've done to other cities. It means high crime. It means low morale. It's probably a side door to national control over policing, because that's exactly what consent decrees are. And I don't make that up. Head people in the DOJ Civil Rights Division have said it's their desire to reimagine police. Okay, that's not anything I'm making up. They just won't tell you what that means. So I don't think it's about reform. Well, they won't give them a technical assistance letter because it's not about reform. It's about reimagining, for whatever sick, twisted thing they think that is. The second option is what I think will happen. The article says it. I agree with it. The DOJ will call a press conference. They'll release a summary report. They'll file a lawsuit in federal court. That's what will happen. I don't know when that's going to happen. As this article pointed out, there's an election year. Arizona is kind of an important state in the election year, presidential election year. Phoenix, Maricopa County is definitely an important place in the election year, and I'm not sure the DOJ politically will want a public fight against the city of Phoenix this year, so it may be on hold, but that's what I think they'll do based on what they've done in the past when other people have told them no. They go to federal court, they start the ball rolling, and then magically before discovery, they come to an agreement with the department and usually do a consent decree anyway. Maybe it's a watered-down one, but it's still a problem. See, the reason the federal court is a bluff of the DOJ is they can't go to discovery, and they definitely can't go to trial because there's no evidence. I mean, there's some things that they'll make sound bad in their summary report, but if you dove into the actual evidence, and I know this from looking at a lot of consent decrees, if you dove into all the evidence, nothing's there. You know, they'll do things like they'll talk about three or four incidents, but they don't tell you the context of those incidents, and they don't tell you what the department did in response to those incidents. Because I know in Louisville signed off on it. Then they got their hands on the investigation, and they're like, wait a minute. You said all these officers are violating civil rights, but that one they didn't, because we investigated that and cleared them. And this one you talked about, but we fired that officer. We're doing our job. Doesn't matter. You've already signed it. That's why they don't want you to read it before you sign it. To a civilian listener to this, and I'm sure there's some of you out there, this sounds insane, but this is the whole secrecy behind it. They don't want you, the DOJ doesn't want people to actually know what this is, because it sounds good, right? DOJ, police reform, we're helping. It's unbelievable. And if I've piqued your interest at all, you have to check this website out, savephx.com. So those are the first two things. They'll just give Phoenix what they want, which they will not do. They will do what I think they have done in the past, is they'll call them a bunch of names and they'll file a federal lawsuit and try to make everybody believe they're racist. But Phoenix has done a really good job of getting ahead of that with this 50-page document. Or the third thing is the DOJ will just leave. They won't do that. See, this is important for the DOJ. They've been doing this for 30 years to cities. I know a lot of chiefs that are running around and they're always scared of the DOJ. They don't want this and they're doing things to avoid this. Well, although they really can't. The DOJ just picks and chooses whoever they want. Doesn't really matter. But they can't just go away, because then what Phoenix did here will give other cities an idea. Hey, maybe we don't need to do this either. And then the consent decree industrial complex goes away. So they definitely won't leave. I think they'll file the lawsuit. I'm just going to give you my prediction now. They're going to file the lawsuit. They're going to get down the road, and then they're going to end up giving, if Phoenix holds strong, because the lawsuit's just part of a bluff. It's a part about intimidation. It's a part to scare the city of Phoenix, but you shouldn't be scared. Let the evidence show the light of day. No one has got the DOJ to that point. No one. All right, so that's what needs to happen. But I think as it gets closer to discovery, and discovery is important because then we get to see behind the curtain of what's going on here, and they don't want you to see that. I think DOJ will just fold and give them a TAL, and they'll give them what they want. And that will show you and expose you exactly what this really is. And the reason I think it's historic First off is no city stood up to them at this level like this, a larger city like this. One other city actually did stand up and won in court, but this is a large city. Phoenix is a big deal. And I certainly hope that this profession gets a different mindset about the DOJ. We should be reforming. We should be making ourselves better. The last group you want to do that is the Department of Justice. Cities actually get worse under consent decrees. I'll go back to my Albuquerque example because that was heralded as a success story. And that was more than likely, in my opinion, a DOJ story. Like, this is coming to the end. They want some positive stories to talk about how these consent decrees are great. And they found Albuquerque to do their bidding for them. Are you ready for this in Albuquerque? DOJ comes there in 2011, 2012, because the last 3 years was 20 shootings. Guess what the last 3 years under consent decree Albuquerque shootings are? That's right. Remember 20 fatality shootings when the DOJ came? As I speak, it's 30 fatality shootings during the consent decree. Where's crime at? Oh, violent crime is up 40% since the DOJ came. Oh, murders in 2022 were an all-time record in Albuquerque. And they haven't released the 23 data, but my sources tell me that 23 broke 22. And that is the idea of success in a consent decree? This is a scam, folks, and it's a leadership problem. I don't blame the DOJ and their industrial complex to run out here and try to make money for people and lawyers and to do this. It's what they do. I blame leaders in this profession that let this happen. And hopefully the complete story will be told in Phoenix one day of the leaders that stood up and finally said, this is the right decision for my department and my agency, and this is what we're going to do no matter the backlash. And the DOJ is a big behemoth that can give you some backlash. So I applaud them, and everyone else should take note and be encouraged. Thank you for listening. And just remember, lead on and stay courageous.
Thank you for listening to Courageous Leadership with Travis Yates. We invite you to join other courageous leaders at travisyates.org.